7:45. Air quality warnings remain up this morning out here, but basically starting in Saskatoon, that area, many areas north of that. Prince Albert National Park is under a wildfire emergency alert. People are being asked to prepare for an evacuation, but an evacuation notice is not yet issued. As mentioned, no air quality warning here in Regina, but it was certainly a smoky weekend. For the first time this season, the Riders lose 24-10 to the Calgary Stampeders, a game that was supposed to be on Friday night. Fans waited for hours, and then the game got delayed ultimately till Saturday afternoon. Belton Johnson joins me on the line this morning. Grey Cup champ, part of our Green Zone game day coverage. A morning to you, Belton. And first off, let's talk about that smoke delay. That has to impact a team's rhythm, their prep, does it not?
Oh, absolutely it would. At least for myself, I think it would have just been that, you know, the routine that you have as a player and everything. And all of a sudden it gets shifted because, you know, as a player, you're on a high. You're getting ready for the game, the adrenaline. And then you have to sit and wait and wait. And it just, yeah, it would have definitely been an impact. But it didn't look like it for the Stamps, I'm going to tell you, Kev.
Yeah, I mean, when they finally did play, you said, and I quote, "Riders stink, stank, stunk in first half."
Oh, man, that first half of that game, man, it was, I mean, what you look at it, the Stamps had the possession, time of possession, what, 21 minutes? The Riders only 9 minutes. And, you know, the Stamps, they had 86 yards rushing. The Riders only 3 yards. So it was just a lopsided game there. And it looked like the Riders, well, they didn't have an answer for anything that the Stamps were doing, man.
Belton Johnson with me this morning on the line. Is Calgary's defense that good, Belton? Or why couldn't the Riders put any points on the board?
I'm going to tell you, I don't think they could put any points on the board because the Riders, they looked like they had identified themselves as a running team, right? A.J. Ouellette led the league in rushing there previous to the game, right? And when the Stamps defense stopped the run, it made the Riders' offense one-dimensional. And, you know, then they were able to get pressure and everything as well on Trevor Harris. The whole line failed. The defensive line of the Riders failed. You know, is this a game that, you know, you kind of wash away? No. The Riders need to go and learn from this and get ready for the upcoming week here.
I noticed that a couple things stood out for me. Brett Lawther missed another couple field goals. Riders couldn't convert on a couple third and goals. They were right there, a couple turnovers. You convert some of those, you put some of those points on the board. This game is completely different.
It is, and, you know, I thought the Riders did good there, you know, coming out the second half. You know, they scored right away that first drive, right? But then the Stamps come back. The Riders, the secondary failed. I think it was Brooks Jr. and Vernon Adams were able to hit Alford for a touchdown wide open. And that just deflated the whole game, looks like to me. And if they had converted some things, but they did not do that.
Belton, I'll always appreciate your time, my friend. Have a good rest of your week.
Hey, have a good one, Kevin.
The Green Zone's Belton Johnson, and Saskatchewan is back on the field this Saturday in BC, taking on the Lions. The Riders are now 4-1, tied with Calgary atop the West. Just ahead of the 8 o'clock news this morning, a dusty National Geographic magazine. That's all it took for one woman to see her family's story in a new light. In Saskatchewan Stories with our 980 CJME's Brittany Cafe, we're exploring this morning how a hidden piece of prairie history near Blaine Lake was brought back to life.
Brenda Cheveldayoff was cleaning out an old shed when she found it. An interview with her grandfather carefully held within the worn pages of a National Geographic.
And I thought, is there something to it?
There was. The grassy mound she used to play on as a kid, it wasn't just a hill.
I remember him always wanting to get after us, but quit playing on top of everything.
Turns out it was a century-old Dukeboard dugout, a buried piece of Saskatchewan history.
This 424 square foot structure housed 9 families, which is 40 people.
The crude structure is no bigger than a small bedroom dug right into the hillside. The walls are dirt. The floor is dirt. The scent is damp, like the earth after rain. It's hard to believe multiple families once lived in this space, packed in tight just to survive prairie winters. Most of the wood has rotted away, but the footprint remains, etched into the hillside like a memory that refuses to fade. It may be in rough shape, but it's here. A quiet reminder of how far people will go and how deep they'll dig. Just to make it through.
I got the University of Saskatchewan and the Heritage Foundation involved to do an archaeological investigation here to get the archaeological facts, because archaeology doesn't lie.
What started as a family curiosity blossomed into a nationally recognized historic site. But before it was a protected landmark, it was just a family farm. And Chevaldeoff's dad, Sam Popoff, was the first to share its history.
My dad was forever touring people around here. There were some people that met me through the touring that, oh, we remember your dad. And I said, yeah, he probably got off the tractor and drove everybody around instead of seeding, right?
Today, Chevaldeoff carries on her dad's legacy, guiding tours dressed in traditional Dukhobor attire and leading visitors down the steep hill to the dugout. And I do mean steep.
A long time ago when I first started tourism, I would do 4 tours a day and walk down the hill 4 times a day.
The descent is pretty easy. The climb back up, not so much.
Going up is hard. But there's a secret to going up.
What's the secret?
Don't talk. Save your breath.
For her, preserving history is more than a passion. It's a workout, but it's worth it. Through heat, sweat, and steep climbs, she's keeping the Dukhobor story alive. One step at a time. At the Dukhobor Dugout House, I'm Brittany Cafe, 980 CJME.
That is another wrap on Country Thunder Saskatchewan for another year out at Craven. They will be cleaning up, packing up this morning. They're doing that right now. In fact, of course, after Def Leppard closed the festival out last night, one half of Sherry and Woody on Jack 94.5 joins me this morning. That would be Sherry. She was out at Craven last night. Morning, Sherry. How was the crowd? And I can't imagine what the makeup of the crowd would be.
Oh, it was definitely more of an all-ages show, I think, than it would have been, you know, with some of the country acts that they've had in past years. It was packed last night. The crowd went as far back as I could see. We got to go on stage, myself and Sean and Jen from Jack 94.5, to do not an intro to Def Leppard, but a couple of little comments beforehand. And it was a massive crowd everywhere. Def Leppard t-shirts. Like, every third person was wearing one. People were really excited about it. And, they go on stage. They have this huge pyro clock counting down.
Nice.
As they set up the stage. They, started right 9:30 sharp, right on the dot, talking to organizers. Def Leppard, they are a well-oiled machine. They don't start late.
I remember getting a best of Def Leppard double CD years ago. So I'm pretty familiar with a lot of their songs. And I'm kind of kicking myself I didn't go.
Yeah, I know they sounded great. Joe Elliott sounded great. You know, he's strutting around in his mustard velvet pants and his like sparkly purple cardigan. He sounded really good, actually. And they played all the hits. I mean, their set list, you can see it on our social media on Jack 94.5. The set list had all of the hits. They Pour Some Sugar on Me. That's of course what everyone wanted to hear. That was at the end. But it was really cool to see like young fans who maybe didn't know if they knew Def Leppard singing along, because I think you forget how many hits they've had. It was one of those shows where like, oh yeah, this one. So I bet you they were feeling that too.
Thank you, Sherry. That is Sherry from Jack 94.5. She was of course at Craven last night. Take you to Craven right now this morning. In fact, our 980 CJME's Jillian Massey is there as people are cleaning up. Good morning to you, Jill.
Good morning, Kevin. How's it going?
I am doing well, thank you. So what's happening around you right now? What are you seeing this hour there?
Well, it's just like every single seagull in Saskatchewan is at the Country Thunder campgrounds at this point. They're flying around, scavenging through all of the rubbish that has been left over from the partiers. And it's just like there's every kind of trash imaginable. There's empty food plates. I saw some, it looks like somebody was making lemonade at this lot that I'm standing in front of right now. They're squeezed lemons. Looks like somebody lost their cowboy boots last night. Oh, there's, it's pretty unfortunate, actually. The cleanup crews are going to have a lot of work to do this afternoon.
Yeah, I know we've done stories in past years about exactly how many trash bags, how many pounds of litter they clean up. Can you see, is trash already being picked up this morning yet, or is it still just kind of sitting there ripe for the picking for these seagulls?
It's ripe for the picking just for these seagulls. And you know, it's very clear that there have been some people that have cleaned up their stuff at this point. Unfortunately, it looks like the seagulls have gotten to it. It's just shredded bags. And I don't think that the cleanup crews have gotten out to it at this point. And you know what? To be fair, there's still a lot of campers out here. Everybody's just kind of waking up from the night before. Everybody said Def Leppard was just unreal.
Our Jillian Massey out at Craven this morning as Country Thunder Saskatchewan just wrapped up as people are about to leave. Have you talked to many campers at all? And if you did, Jill, what are they saying this morning?
Yeah, so I have talked to lots of campers. Lots of people are leaving on my way here. There's a steady stream of campers on my way out. You know, I just talked to some people who were emptying out the pool that kept them cool. So they were dumping that. Some people say they don't want the party to end. A lot of people say, you know what? I said, you know, what's the first thing you want to do when you get home? Everybody's just like, we want to have a shower. That's all we want is a nice warm shower. You know, and the one person said, you know, when the seagulls start to swirl, it's time to go home. And speaking of which, it's just going to get even more muddy, Kevin. It just started to rain. So
wow.
it'll be interesting out here.
Well, thanks for this, Jill. And keep yourself on guard from seagulls. Make sure you defend yourself.
Will do. Thanks.
Our Julia Massey out at Craven this morning, Country Thunder, Saskatchewan, as people clean up. And of course, that will mean that highways will be a little busier than usual around Craven, especially likely Highway 11 this morning. Baby, 8:23, air quality warnings remain up this morning, not for Regina, but basically starting around Saskatoon. In Saskatoon, includes that city, that area, and many areas north of that this morning. Smoky conditions because of wildfires. We were very familiar with that on Friday night at Mosaic Stadium. Joining me right now, 980 CJME, is Abby Zivirink. And Abby, you were at the game on Friday night. It was, of course, delayed. You were waiting and waiting and waiting 4 hours.
Yep.
What was it like? Take me in the stands, what it was like. I would imagine it was pretty frustrating for a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people were frustrated. They were saying, like, oh, this is unheard of. They were sighing in their seats. Like, they're like, oh, why aren't we getting any answers? A lot of people were frustrated that they felt like there was a lack of transparency. And you could definitely feel that, especially as the night went on. Like, when I first got there, a lot of people were kind of happy. They were like, okay, it's a little bit delayed. They were drinking, mingling, but slowly the crowd kind of
thinned out
until 10 o'clock. That's when it really thinned out. And then 10:45, everyone went home.
And then you went back, obviously, for the game on Saturday afternoon when you found out after waiting all that time that the game was going to go ahead just a day later than anticipated. You were back there.
Yeah.
How is it different then from the Friday night game?
People were still actually quite positive in the crowds, like mingling, a lot less drinking, I noticed. Not a lot of beer cans in people's hands. They were drinking water. It was hot. And there was a lot of the food was not open. A lot of them were closed down.
A lot of the concessions and things, yeah.
Yeah, and they said, yep, it's going to be probably closed down a lot of places because they didn't plan for this quick turnaround. So a lot of people were allowed to, well, anybody was allowed to bring in their own food. So you would see people with fast food bags carrying it down to their seats. And people seem pretty happy about that, to be honest.
Now, it hasn't soured you from going back to Mosaic Stadium, has
No,
it?
No, not at all. Rider fans, you feel them in the room. You feel them everywhere. They're like, they're very proud no matter what.
Well, thanks for doing this for us, Abby. 980 CJME is Abby Zivirink this morning. And the Riders are back on the field this weekend. That's right. Saturday, they are in BC to take on the Lions. The Riders now with a record of 4-1, losing that game that Abby was at twice, 24-10 when things finally got played against Calgary. And so now the Stamps and the Riders both tied for first atop the CFL West. So much for the undefeated season for the Rough Riders.